This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And I want to draw your attention to something amazing. I've asked people, and even if I were to ask you, many people would give me a similar answer. You want a little life, you want to get married, you want to have your own home. Who wouldn't like to have their own little house? You know, a nice place in a nice area where I'm safe and secure. Listen to the words. You look for a location around where, you know, it's considered a decent suburb. I can, inshallah, get this house. My children have a school nearby. We have perhaps a masjid nearby, etc. Mashallah, good. You want a house and you want to have a little investment so that one day you can retire. You no longer need to work and you have a passive income that's coming in. Everyone will tell you that. Don't you agree? My brother, my sister, that preparation is brilliant. I agree. If you have it, Allah blessed you. But the blessing is short. Do you know why? You need to prepare with even greater zeal for the eternal abode in the hereafter. What about your suburb in the hereafter? You don't want to go into the middle of a war zone known as Jahannam. You don't want to go into the middle of a suburb where everyone is stealing and pinching. The same way you don't want that here. What about there? The way to achieve that, Salatul Fajr, Salatul Isha, your truthfulness, you're worshipping Allah alone, you're adopting the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your respect for others. I have noticed something on my own, that sometimes outwardly pious looking people lose the plot by insulting and abusing and belittling others. They lost it. No matter who you are, you need help. I need help. Help what? Doing, achieving what? Fighting shaitan. You think shaitan doesn't come to a pious man? I believe shaitan tries different tricks with a pious person. He comes and make him feel you are pious. Initially he says, no, I'm nobody. But you're very pious. You got up for tahajjud, the others don't. They say, no, I'm nobody. They say, no, but you're extremely pious. Look at the dua you're making, you crying. Yeah, I'm pious, true. Khalas, shaitan got you. Why? He convinced you. That's the very moment you start belittling. These guys don't even get up for tahajjud. I am tahajjud. You know? And these guys, what are they? You know, we have an issue at the moment with the coronavirus, and I take the liberty to say it. There's difference of opinion. So what? Does that give us the license to insult others? You follow the view you believe is correct and move on. Don't compromise your akhirah by arguing and fighting and belittling and swearing and insulting. That is against the sunnah, against Islam. You're compromising your paradise. Allah grant us Jannah. This is why I say, let's not forget where we are focused. This world is only a means to get to where. Jannatul Firdaus, I want it. And you want it, and we all want it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah.